This is Radio Now at 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Very excited because we have one of the biggest stars on the planet with us right now. She has a new album out today. It's called AKA. Jennifer Lopez on the phone. Is this the one and only J-Lo?
Yes, it's me.
Am I allowed to call you J-Lo? I don't know if we're on that level yet, or should I call you Jennifer or Miss Lopez?
Yeah, what do you prefer?
No, it doesn't matter, whatever.
You've had it crazy last week performing at the World Cup. You're in Chicago over the weekend. What's the life of J-Lo been like over the last 5 or 6 days?
It's been crazy. I've been in Brazil, Chicago, Milwaukee. Now I'm in Orlando. I go to New York tonight. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. But it's been a lot of fun because, it's, you know, like you said, the album's coming out. It's finally here. And this is what, you know, I've been wanting the world to hear. So it's exciting.
Real quick before we get into more of your album, I have kind of a funny story I want to share. My girlfriend, the love of my life, J-Lo, is Puerto Rican as well. I've been with her for over 3 years. And she's like, what are you going to ask Jennifer tomorrow? And I'm like, well, I feel like I should open it up by saying bendición. And she's like, no, you cannot say that to J-Lo. She is not an elder, Kyle. So would that have been terrible if I said bendición to you? Would you have been offended?
Yeah, like your grandmother.
I'm still learning the Latin ways, if you will, J-Lo, so please excuse me.
I mean, you're 3 years in. Come on.
I know. I need to be better than this. I'm embarrassing.
He's got a lot of learning to do, but I've seen him dance in the club 3 years into this relationship, and he's got a lot more booty-shaking moves now than he ever did before. So honestly, these are progress steps that he's making.
Tell us, like, I guess, your inspiration for this album and what people can expect with it.
You know, my subject has always been love, and it always will be, I think, as a recording artist. But I think, you know, since my last album in 2010, Love ? Where I really started questioning a lot of things, I feel like I figured some things out, and I'm stronger now and better now, and I think that's reflected in the record in so many different ways. It's not a surprise to me that it took me 4 years between that album and this album. I had some things that I needed to figure out. And it's funny how that all comes out in your music. And I think I wanted the album to have a whole vibe to it, something that you could put on and listen to from beginning to end and really kind of just really feel it and put it on your car really loud. And I think that's the album I made. And I'm really proud of it. And I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Right, it's like music is like therapy. That's what everyone always says, and especially probably for you to have put so much time and effort into this one album, you know, and to have come as far as you have. I bet that really speaks volumes for you.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's definitely a journey. And, you know, today, and you know, it's the album coming out and everything, it's just like, this is just the beginning. You know, this was, to get here was one thing, and now it's the journey of the album and releasing all the singles over the next 6 months to a year. And now starts, you know, the reveal of it. And I'm excited about that journey, too.
More with Jennifer Lopez right after John Legend on Radio Now 100.9.